one of the great freedoms that is given us in this nation. Other nations are now learning that, boy, they wish they could have the freedom that is given in the United States of America. Many rebelling to take that freedom and to be able to enjoy the freedom. Now, freedom doesn't mean it gives you the right to do anything you want to. Freedom means that you are free to choose. Now, today I'm going to talk to you about that freedom to choose, but I want you to understand something. The only way that you're going to be able to get the most out of God's message for you and me on the freedom to choose is if we use wisdom in the choosing process. So God said, I want you to be wise. I want you to listen to me, and I want you to watch each step that you take through wisdom, but you have the choice. You and I were born because God said we were to be. The scripture says that He knew us before we were born. We were in God's heart. That meant we were already existing in God's heart, to include stillborn, always in God's heart. What's in God's heart's never erased. So God says, I want you to pay close attention to something. Here's something I've learned over the years. You know, I had no choice. Well, neither did any of you. I had no choice. I did not get to choose my kinfolk. I did not get to choose my biological makeup. That was given to me. Didn't choose it. But one choice that I do have, and I've certainly taken, I can't choose who I'm related to, but I can choose who my family is. I was given that freedom. Choose your family. Choose wisely. The gene pool in which I came from has a lot of longevity in it. Why does God put us in certain gene pools? I know many parents that despise their children. I'm one of those children that was despised. And, you know, I look back on my life, even though that I was the victim of attempted abortion, couldn't do it. Why? God had a plan. Larry, you didn't choose your biological kin, but I'm going to give you a gift. Choose your family. Choose the family of God. I'm going to call you to preach, Larry. Choose your family wisely. Some people say, well, you know, that doesn't sound exactly right. Kin's kin. Oh, yeah, it sure is. Sometimes there's so much kin, it hurts. But Jesus had the same trouble. Now listen to me. Jesus had four biological between Joseph and Mary after his virgin birth. Jesus had four brothers. And he had two sisters, although the Bible does not name who they were. And something very important for us to take at heart, those biological kinfolk didn't believe in Jesus. His brothers did not believe him. Matter of fact, they were so upset with him because he was embarrassing the family that they go to get him when he's right in the middle of healing people. And the scripture says they came to get him because they thought he was out of his mind. He had lost his mind. He was an embarrassment to the biological family. But he had kinfolk. And Jesus said, let me tell you who my family is. Because they came to him. You know, here they are lowering people down through the roof for healing and all of this. Hey, by the way, Jesus, your mother, yeah, Mary, your mother and your brothers, your family are here. He knew why they were there. They were going to take him in for his own good. That was his physical, biological kinfolk. And Jesus looked around. Who is my mother and who are my brothers? Oh, that got their attention. And then he looked at all those that were there by faith that needed healing. Here is my family. Here's my mother and my brothers. His mother and his brothers didn't make it in because their heart wasn't right. They didn't truly believe, his brothers did not believe that he was a Messiah. They did not believe he's the Son of God. Why, he's our brother. None of what he's saying could be true. Because we know him. No, you don't. You don't know someone else. You have within your heart a feeling. You understand them. But to truly know an individual has got to be from heart to heart. It's a spiritual matter. God knew his son. The brothers, interesting enough, one of them, James, all four brothers, Joseph, James, Jude, and Simon, had a look at that one. Well, James has a book, Book of James in the New Testament. Jude, he got a book, short one, in there. What had happened? After the resurrection, they received the freedom that only God can give, the freedom of spirit, the freedom to see what is not visible, the freedom to feel the love direct from God that they could not feel. And to feel a love for that half-brother. Yep. Hey, he's kinfolk. Have you ever been in that situation? Jesus warned us. The greatest enemies you'll have are those within your own household. Those that will give you the hardest trouble are those in your own home. Those who won't believe in you are more likely to be those you call family. So that's why God said, I'm going to give you a choice. Larry, choose who your real family is. And he put a lot of personalities in my life over this past 50 years of ministry. And 32 years this year, 32 years ago, He brought me to Vine Grove Baptist Church. Man, have I got a family. Man, are we messed up. Man, are we on a journey to a place called heaven. And our blood kin relation is given to us by the grace and freedom of Jesus Christ. He has set us free. Once you've been set free by Him, you are free indeed. Amen. All year long in 2026, we will be celebrating, our nation will, 250 years of freedom. There will be special things going on all throughout 2026. But are there special things going on in your heart, in your spirit, in the strength that God has given you? I'm born again. My family is a family of God. I have one, well, no. Started to say one biological brother left, and then I found that that wasn't true. But he's at least a half brother, I think. That's, parents, pay attention to something. What you sow is what you'll reap. And you make sure that you be truthful with your children, because you'll break them later on. But it was 250 years ago, in 1776, that the Declaration of Independence was given to the people of America, the United States. Oh, we were rugged. But we haven't changed much on that one, have we? We had our own mindset and determined within our heart that we were free. But our freedom didn't come through the army. It didn't come even through the battles that our nation fought. It was already there by a battle that was won by Jesus Christ on our behalf. Oh, for God so loved that He gave. But you listen to this now. First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That means that the government has no right to make a government religion and say, you will go here, you will do this. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's called freedom. But I got news for you. God had already given it to us. For in Christ you are free indeed. On December the 15th, 1791, the United States of America ratified the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, confirming the fundamental rights of its citizens. That First Amendment guaranteed freedom of religion and speech and the press and the rights of peaceful assembly and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Everybody's got a grievance nowadays. Everybody wants to argue about something. And if they don't see anything to argue about, they'll make it up. That's the human nature. But here's something you can't argue about. The freedom that has been given to you and me is a gift from Almighty God. Though you lock me up, you cannot lock up the spirit inside of me. Though you try to shut me up, be careful, because God will start speaking up, and he'll start acting up, and he'll start showing up and show you who's in charge. That's the God we serve. That's your life as your individual living. Choose wisely. Choose godly. The first wise choice I want you to make in choosing, choose to cherish God's gift of life. Oh, so many people said, you know, I don't like my life. Well, whose fault's that? Well, everything's against me. Everybody's against me. Do you ever think maybe there's something wrong with you? Do you ever stop to think that it's not everybody else, but it's you? And you need to look on the inside? And you need to quit saying, I just think I'll go out and kill myself. I just think I'll go do this. I'll go do that. You don't have that right, because your life does not belong to you. It belongs to the freedom giver that gave you that life. And he saw that you were important enough to give it to you. And you have a purpose in the eyes of God. Choose wisely. Amen. Choose the word of God. Choose hope. Psalm 139, verse 16. You saw me. Oh, David. David got it. He knew it. He was a mess, just like the rest of us. But he knew his God. You saw me before I was born. Oh, listen to that. The days allotted to me had all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began. Wisely understand that. I don't have a right not to live. I don't have a right to do to myself harm, because I do not belong to me. Because of the freedom given me, I have the freedom to change my birth situation. I don't have to let that control me. That's what gets us. You see, just because you were raised with rough parents or even vile, doesn't mean you have to be so. Doesn't mean you have to do the same thing. Well, I was raised hard. I'm going to raise my kids hard. You love them and appreciate the gift, parent. You appreciate what God has given you. You appreciate that life he's given you. You don't own it. God said, I knew you before you even saw this life. You were on my heart. Act right, choose wisely. But you do have that choice. Well, we know that. Choose unwisely and watch to see what happens to us. Man, that was a dumb move. You know, though, that knife was sharp. You know how always cut away from yourself. And what are you doing? I always said, cut away from yourself. And yesterday I was cutting something and cutting right at me. I was thinking, that's dumb. Kids, let me know, that's dumb. You don't do that. Why not be wise to the point in our choosing? And as we choose, pay attention to the choices. There's another choice. Well, yeah, good gracious. Give the knife to Jason and tell him to cut it. You know, there you go. He ought to know better. Listen to God's touch in your life. Next, wisely choose. How do you do this? Wisely choose to live in the moment. Everybody's talking about yesterday, and the rest of everybody, whoever that is talking about tomorrow. All you have is right now, this moment. You're not promised another moment. You have the breath to breathe right now. Be wise. Choose wisely in the moment of time. It's nothing wrong with making plans for life, but just remember, if you didn't know this, Pastor will reveal it to you. Those plans are going to change. It's not going to happen the way you had planned it. I can't remember making a plan that really worked out exactly like I made. I was worried at one time in my life, what am I going to do when I get old and I have all this hair? I didn't have to worry about that at all. And I had it. But God says, pay attention. Choose to live in the moment. Proverbs 27:1. Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring. Yeah. I'm going to do this tomorrow. You haven't made it through the day yet. You don't know what today's going to bring. But you have a choice. You have a choice in every choice in your life, in your choosing. Choose wisely. I choose to focus on today. You know, tomorrow I want to go talk to 10 or 15 people about Jesus. What you doing today, brother? Well, it's not in my plans. Have you ever noticed something about your plans? Talk to anyone that was close to retirement. Anyone that had got right at retirement age and realize, you know, it's not going to happen the way I thought it was going to happen. Because you're not in charge of tomorrow. Here's where you can really catch up in your life. When you start talking about tomorrow, always in your conversation or your prayer with, if it be God's will. Start it with that, if it be God's will. Because if it's not God's will, it's not going to work. And it's not going to happen the way you think it is anyway. Because normally the way you think as you make choices in life, this is the result of my choice. Man, and then you make that choice and look at the results. So live in the moment. Be thankful for the moment that God has given you. But share that moment with those you love. Share that moment with a stranger. And then take that step and wisely choose to share God's gift by loving others. The key to all the commandments, you all know this if you've been around my sermons very long or teaching. All the commandments that are there, God did not do away with any of the commandments. He just summed those commandments up into one word. And he showed us what that word was. That word was love. All the commandments, they still exist. Don't go killing people. Don't go committing adultery. Don't go doing all of the things that you know you're not supposed to. Why? Because if you love someone, you want the best for that person. If you truly love someone, then you're not going that all the commandments are covered in that one word, love. If you love them, you'll do the right thing. Well, I don't love them anymore. Well, for goodness sakes, I'm sorry for you and your loss of love. But that doesn't mean others are wrong. That means you got a problem. You hear me? What's the Lord's Prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And then forgive us our trespasses. And you start praying that prayer, you better be careful. Because listen to it. As we forgive others. For if you do not forgive, Jesus said, I won't forgive you. That's not good. That's not a good thing for anybody. But therefore, I have a choice. I can choose not to forgive. But according to Scripture, that's a bad choice. According to Jesus himself, he says, if you don't forgive others their sin, then I will not forgive you your sin. So you can hoop and holler and yell and everything else. God says, choose wisely. Just because a parent messed you up, you love them anyway. You love them anyway. You might not be able to stay with them, but you love them anyway. You hear me? You start giving up on love, you have given up on love for yourself. But it's your choice. You want to live in misery? Choose. I don't have time to hold grudges against people. Good gracious. Anybody knows me, I don't. It's the hurt that gets me. The hurt to think that all the raising that you went through in those young years was a lie. That hurts. But that didn't relieve me of my responsibility to my mother. I read the book. Took care of her. I don't know who I'm related to anymore, but I love them wherever they are. But I got a family, you see. Here's something you need to catch on to that. I may not be the all-American family kid, but I am an all-God chosen family relative of yours. You're my brother, Randy. You're my sister, don't you get this? You're my sister, Paula, whether you like it or not. We are related by blood that counts. The blood of Christ. All the rest of it, now it goes to dust with the body. But you see, it's the spiritual connection. I can choose, but the wise choice is to choose spiritually. Jesus knew the biological relationship with his brothers and his sisters, but he made a choice. No. Who is my mother and my brothers? And then he said, you all are. That's the only relation that you'll see in heaven. Get it right. The born again believer in Jesus Christ is your true blood kin. Amen. But you have a choice. I don't want to get around the family. Normally, a lot of people will use church only at the opportune time when they need it. You know, I got problems going on in my life, problems within my family. I think I'll go to church, see what the Lord had to say. And then to go to church, see what the Lord had to say. Never ask the Lord what he had to say. But what do? We start telling God how he should handle the situation on our behalf. That's the human nature. That's why the human nature is a mess. The spiritual nature, I want to go to see my family. My family's church. My family's you. By the blood of Christ, we have a relationship that'll last through eternity. All the other, without Christ, nothing. You're going back to dust. Don't worry, you won't see each other again. Think of this one, too. Choose to trust the security of God. Now, there's nobody that had more pride in the military services of the United States of America. Oh, I got a pride in my... I even lift Marines up. We have a pride for the warriors. We get to see what they're able to do. But let me tell you something. The true army is the army of God. But you choose. I have freedom, and I thank those who serve, the combat veterans and all the veterans who are ready and willing to die to protect my freedom. I am one of those. But I got news for you, folks. It's God's protection that matters. The greatest army in the world is the United States of America. But the greatest God watching over that army sent his only begotten Son to ensure our freedom. The human army can be defeated. The army of God knows no defeat. And God says, be wise. Choose to trust the security of God. Remember Moses? Here Moses called God, calls him, and says, okay, now Moses, you lead the Hebrew nation out of bondage. I'll be with you. I'll take care of the whole situation. You go do it, Moses. Moses gets out. He's leading the people to freedom. They rebel against him, rebel against God. But here's a statement they made that are made, that's still made to this day. They were so angry because freedom meant they had to think for themselves. They had to work. Woo. They had to choose, make choices in their life. They didn't like that. And they rebelled and said this, take us back to Egypt. Let us make brick for Pharaoh. They chose slavery over freedom because freedom meant they got to choose for themselves. No, they wanted to be told. Satan loved it. I'll tell them what to do. And he did. And one day, God killed 20,000 of his people in one swoop. Thousands more ended up dying because of the choice they made. Because it was a little hardship. You start thinking for yourself, you know, that's a little rough. Because then when the mistake is made, I can't blame it any longer on Mom or anybody else. I made the choice, so it's me. So why don't somebody tell me what to do? I'll tell you what to do. Get out there and act right. Get out there and ask God what your next step is. And then because of your choice, you don't take the right step. Quit blaming it on God. Where was God? He's where he always is, right on time. Amen. And God watches after us. Psalm 20, verse 7, some nations boast of their armies and weapons, but we boast in the Lord our God. Psalm 62, 2, he alone, oh, David, go get him, boy. Let me remind you, King David was a mess. He was a murderer. He was an adulterer. He was a rapist. You can call it all. But in his heart, his spirit, God declared he was a man after his own heart. Strange, isn't it? He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. You got the freedom to choose. Choose wisely. Choose often. Choose wisely often. Choose. Not what's best for you. What's best for everybody but you. When you will put everybody else except for yourself, your own opinions, your own walk in life, when you are wise enough to choose for other people, then you'll know you got it. And God will bless your life. After all, he did say, try me. You go ahead and you try me. You do what I've called you to do, and I'll bless your life. Try me. Try love. See if I won't open the gate of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you. Blessing's not always wealth. Matter of fact, a lot of time that'll be a curse to a lot of people. I will pour out blessings on you. Now catch it. That so much and so many blessings that you'll have to give it away because your bucket can't handle it. But I'll show you whose bucket to put it in. It'll be a family bucket. Born again believers in Christ. It'll be a bucket chosen by God. You choose. But remember this. God already chose you. You can't get out of that. You can't get out of a calling. A calling by God's irrevocable. And every Christian's call to love, you don't have a right to hold that anger in your life. You got to love right through it. Oh, let me tell you, you'll grit your teeth. You know, it ain't easy. because of our human condition. But a good mama, a good daddy, they'll love you just like you are. Larry, you don't have to clean yourself up. It's Jesus talking to me, Randy. You trust me, I'll clean you up inside, then out. The out part is share that love with others. That's God's word. Doesn't get better than God's word. 2026, let us pray that it'll be God's word that we will hear and use. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day, for this year to come. Remind us, Father, it's a year of freedom, but that freedom came from you. It's a year for us, dear Lord God, to be involved in the lives of those you send us to. But we don't have a right not to forgive. We don't have a right to hold that hatred. And until we turn it loose, Father, remind us we will never find the peace we are looking for. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that it'll be your love that supersedes all else in this year. Touch the lives of each one. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.